ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
I expose people to magic. I expose them to something they're never otherwise going to see in their boring, normal lives. And I gave that to them.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
That's how I roll.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Radical people like Sean Penn and Mel Gibson and Colin Farrell and
Pedro Fernandez.
Radical people.
It's going to be one of those days. 6.5 minutes past the hour. We played it open like from a year ago. Bottom line is, things are happening here at the Sports Byline and SB Nation Studios here in the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. My name is Pedro Fernandez. Of course, I am your host. I'm also an award-winning writer, four-time Golden Glove champion. And I am the man for the next couple hours going to sit here and try to entertain you and, of course, inform you at the same time. We've got open phone lines around the planet. If you'd like to join me, it's cool and it's toll-free. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. The guilt-free text line. Maybe you're still drunk from Saturday night. Yeah, well, you can drop us a text. 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. I am just returned from the nation of Cuba. It was a fantastic experience. The people were fabulous. They were structured. They were educated. They were just the warmest people I've ever come in contact with on this planet. I kid you not. But the oppressed people of Cuba were wonderful. And I had lots of great memories. I'll share some of them on today's show. But I'm bringing a surprise guest at 25 minutes past the hour. He is the trainer of world welterweight, take that back, world junior welterweight champion, possibly the next world welterweight champion, undefeated Terrence Crawford of Omaha, Nebraska. So Crawford, WBO Fighter of the Year. We'll hear from his trainer at 25 minutes past the hour. Once again, open phone lines around the planet as the Tower of Power takes us to the break. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529, and the guilt-free text line, it is 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. You're tuned to Ring Talk, live from the city by the bay, San Francisco on SB Nation and Sports Byline Radio.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I'm just ready to get it on and crush this guy's skull.
Wow, Mike Tyson, what can I say? He was a 40-1 underdog. Take that back, a 41 favorite. 37-1 as the fight closed for Buster Douglas back in 1990. That being said, the current world heavyweight champion, Mr. Anthony Joshua, now is 20-0, 20 knockouts, stopping Carlos Takan in the 10th round. Yesterday wasn't much of a fight, except for the fact that Takan butted Joshua and broke his nose. Outside of that, it was okay. But Mr. Takao, he came to fight, no doubt about it. But when you don't have a whole lot of ability and you're outsized, you really don't have a whole lot going for you. I mean, if he'd have won that fight, I would have eaten 8x10-inch, would have eaten 2 8x10-inch sheets of white typing paper on there. It just wasn't going to happen. Of course, I didn't say that when Buster Douglas fought Mike Tyson. Had a little bit of respect for Buster in that I was one of the few journalists in the country, if not the world, that interviewed him before he fought Mike Tyson because, you know, you're fighting for the heavyweight championship of the world, okay? And Buster showed there were some points in Buster's career in which he could fight. I mean, he didn't get to that spot being a hobo. Yeah, he tend to dog it. Yeah, he tend to show up out of shape sometimes. But for that Tyson fight, he was clicking on all 10 cylinders. And then, of course, his mother had died a few weeks before the meltdown in Tokyo. That being said, there was no meltdown in Cardiff, Wales yesterday. In front of 80,000 people, Anthony Joshua, as I said, remained undefeated. 2012 Olympic gold medalist. He is the man. I told you he was a man. Like, before he won the Olympic gold medal, I said, you know, I'm looking at this guy over in the UK, and he's a kid, and he's tall, and he's 6'7". He's got good coordination. He doesn't move like a big guy. Doesn't move like a Lummox. Doesn't move like a Klitschko. He moves better than those guys. I mean, he isn't a ballet. He isn't a ballerina or anything like that, but he moves better than most of the big guys, okay? And I think I saw that early on, the fact he threw punches in combination. Never knew how his chin was going to be, but I think Klitschko lifted him off the ground once with a nice shot, and he got up off the ground after being knocked down from it. So he showed he can get up off the deck, which is the sign of a true champion. Of course, you don't want to be there too often, but this man, I think, is the real deal. 6'7", 254 pounds yesterday, of course, defending the World Heavyweight Championship against Carlos Takan in front of 80,000 people in Cardiff, Wales. So here's what's up. I thought since he wasn't fighting at Wembley Stadium, which holds like 90,000 people, that he was like going to fight in some smaller venue. You know what I mean? Maybe you know, something to tell like 35, 40,000, but some small. No. He goes to Cardiff, Wales, and he sells 80,000 seats. Wow. What can you say about that? Who over here can sell 80,000 seats? Mike Tyson in his prime, you know it, couldn't have sold 80,000 seats. Just couldn't have. Maybe you go back to Muhammad Ali. He never sold 80,000 seats here in the United States. 80,000 seats. What fighter has sold 80,000 seats here in the United States at one time, at one arena? Maybe go back to Jack Johnson, Dempsey. We're talking like 1920, 1930, maybe 100 years ago. Not in this recent era, no doubt about it. So you've got to give Anthony Joshua incredible props for, man, the ability to draw 80. He drew 170,000 people in two fights live. That's not pay-per-view. That's not closed-circuit TV. That's not international television. That's not anything but live butts in the seats. Incredible. Give him his props. Mr. Takao came to fight, But, you know, it's sort of like when you come, when you need to paint a house and you bring a painter and you bring a plumber, go with the painter. Okay. Obviously, the painter here was Mr. Anthony Joshua, still the world heavyweight champion now, 20 knockouts. I expect him to rest probably until next May. And next May, I anticipate a fight with the WBC title holder. I'm talking about 2008 Olympic bronze medalist, Mr. Deontay Wilder, baby. That's right. 38-0, 39-0, 38-0, something like that. Lots of knockouts, lots of fights, but, you know, not a whole lot of world-class competition. Of course, he's had a few guys cancel on him, most notably Luis Ortiz of late. Of course, after Alexander Povetkin was pulled out of two fights because of steroid testing positive for anabolic steroids, then what happens? He signs to fight Luis Ortiz, a guy that I think he should stay like miles away from. I mean, miles away from. There isn't a heavyweight in the world right now, I think, if Luis Ortiz was in good shape and not on the juice, not on the roids, he couldn't beat. I just don't think he's got the moves. He works inside. He's 6'4", so you can work on the outside. And then when these big slobs, these big lummox guys get tired, he can go inside and throw those beautiful uppercuts and those hooks, man. It's all over with Ortiz, but it's all over for real because he's been obviously suspended a second time. He's been held back out of a match a second time because of the testing for anabolic steroids, performance-enhancing drugs. What he tried to say was this drug that he was taking it because he had high blood pressure. And then he tried to come up with a couple of emergency room visits in the past where he had tested power. He came up real high with his blood pressure and was dizzy and had to go in an emergency room and that kind of stuff. Well, I don't know how that's going to play with VADA. I think VADA was the voluntary anti-doping association. Those are the folks that caught him, okay? And Dr. Margaret Goodman, she's on top of her game, formerly of the Nevada State Athletic Commission, but she's on top of her game. And if she's popped you, man, she's tested two samples, the first sample, the A sample, and the B sample, and you've tested bad, bad, bad for both samples. So that's how Mr. Luis Ortiz got in trouble here. And he knew he was being tested. This is what I don't get, is that these guys know they're being tested. When people are randomly testing you, it's like you're just rolling the dice. That's all you're basically doing. You're gambling that the test doesn't pick it up or they don't test you on some particular day. Because when your testosterone goes up and down, and that's what's happening here, as these guys build up incredible testosterone levels because of the fact they're taking these anabolic steroids. Okay, in other words, say the average guy is, the average guy is at 10. Okay, some of these guys have got 14, 15, almost 50% more testosterone in their system. One guy was a Chris Benoit. He had 175% of testosterone. He had a level in his body that was 175% above normal. Right? 175% above normal. That's pretty crazy. Of course, he killed himself, his wife, and choked his kid to death. Pretty gruesome guy. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. So back to the heavyweight picture. Deontay Wilder, Anthony Joshua, probably in the U.K., I know Wilder doesn't want to go over there and fight him, but guess what, Dante? You ain't got a whole lot happening fighting people in Alabama. Mobile, Alabama? I'm not all that impressed with that. Anyway, Joseph Parker, the current WBO World Boxing Organization heavyweight champion, undefeated out of New Zealand, says that he wants to fight Joshua next. He wasn't impressed, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Mr. Parker, when you and Joshua fight, all due respect, you've been on the show in the past, but I put it this way. I would be buying insurance. Health insurance for you, Mr. Parker. I really don't think that anybody right now matches up well against the current world heavyweight champion. Talking about Anthony Joshua, of course, of the UK. 6'7", baby. 254. The real deal. Cassius Clay smile. Sugar Ray Leonard looks. I mean, he is the real deal. The total package, no doubt about it. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. We'll bring in Big Mac next. We'll have a Big Mac attack. What's that? You'll find out as the trainer of Terrence Crawford, the undefeated pound-for-pound king, baby. WBO junior welterweight champion, 140-pounder. Terrence Crawford's trainer, Big Mac in the house. Open phone lines around the planet. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. You want to drop him a text, a message? Brian, you can. 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. You're tuned to Ring Talk live on SB Nation and Sports Byline Radio.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Darkest of night with the moon shining bright. There's a set going strong, a lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long. Superfly.
Right now, my next guest is the Superfly of boxing trainers. That's right. Everybody envies this guy because not only can he train, but he's got the hottest fighter on the planet. Of course, 32-0 Terrence Crawford. Let's introduce none other than Big Mac. I'm talking about Brian McIntyre. What's up, bro?
What's going on, y'all?
Bo Mac. Is that your nickname, Bo Mac?
Yeah, that's my nickname.
Okay. So tell me. So anyway, we're back from the cruise. The cruise was incredible, wasn't it?
Man, I had fun like a motherfucker.
Hey! Whoa! Man, Brian. Anyway,
I had fun though, man.
Yeah, I imagine you did. Brian McIntyre is, I guess, of course, the trainer of Terrence Crawford. Crawford undefeated at Omaha, Nebraska. WBO Fighter of the Year, and now the number one ranked contender at 147 pounds. Does that mean he no longer fights at 140?
We done with 140.
He's done with 140. Why? Because he wiped everybody out, or because he has trouble making the weight?
No, man, ain't got enough there for us, you know. So it's time just to move up, you know.
And you
know, he can make 140. He can still make 140 with no problem. But why keep making the weight? Is if there's anybody? If there's not nobody there to like a lucrative fight?
You know, he's taller than I am, and I was a junior welterweight. And I made the move from junior welterweight to welterweight, and I was beating the good welterweights. But when it came to beating the real good welterweights, I couldn't do it. And I went back down to junior welterweight. I struggled. You know, people don't realize, Brian, that 90% of fighting, the main part of fighting for me was making that weight, man. I mean, that was the biggest struggle. I wasn't worried about anybody in the ring. I was worried about making a weight.
Right. Weight, dudes play a big factor.
I mean,
a couple pounds can make you or break you.
Yeah, Brian McIntyre is, I guess, the trainer of Terrence Crawford. Of course, he was given an award by the WBO this past Thursday night as well. You were a little blown away by that, weren't you?
Yeah, man. I didn't have a clue. You know, nobody led me on. So, you know, I just, it was nice. It was nice getting that award.
Okay, Crawford. Now, I mean, 30 years old, at obviously somewhere around the peak of his athletic career, no doubt about that. You're going to move to 147. 147 pounds has people like Keith. I mean, name the big dogs at 147 for me.
Keith Thurman, yeah. Vance Porter, Garcia, them guys up there, man. Them guys that, you know, when you open up your mouth to talk about 47, them the main guys you talk about.
But now Garcia. Okay, big Bomack, but Garcia, I'm glad you brought him up. Danny Garcia of Philadelphia, a classic example maybe of a guy that was a good big junior welterweight, but he wasn't that big at welterweight. That size difference, that 8 pounds, your guy's got height. You know what I'm saying? These other guys don't have all that kind of height.
Right. You know, so, hey, that's just an advantage that we got. You know, I think Terrence is like 5'9", I believe.
Mm-hmm.
I believe he's 5'9", yeah.
No,
and
you know,
he got the reach, too. He has all pretty long reaches, like a 73.
Yeah, that's almost freakish.
Yeah, I know.
That's almost freakish. So tell me about your upbringing. You're from Alabama originally. When did you get to Omaha?
We got to Omaha when I was probably like, I think I was like 5 or 6 or something like that, man.
Okay.
5 or 6.
Okay,
and I've been up here, you know, ever since. I moved out a couple times, but my home is Omaha. Okay. You know, so I spent most of my life at.
Who discovered who? Did you discover Crawford? Crawford discover you? How did it happen?
No, I was fighting with Crawford's family. You know, his mom, I mean, his dad and his uncle, we all fought for the same team. And I've just been knowing Bud, man. I knew Bud before he was born. And I knew his family, and we all lived in the same neighborhood. We actually lived on the same block.
You know, the only... You know, no, Big Bo Max, Brian McIntosh, I guess. You know, the only guy I know out here that's named Bud sells Buds, because we're in California. But hey, Bud, what's up, Bud? But Bud, how did he get the name Bud? I mean, it's almost like I haven't heard it. Not in the African-American community, a black guy having the name Bud. How did he get that? Do you know?
I think his mom gave him that name. I don't know why, but I know she gave him that name.
Okay. Undefeated now, 32 fights. He hasn't shown. See, when I look at fighters, Mr. McIntyre, I look at fighters from an ex-fighter's point of view, and I look at them, what they're bringing to the dance right now. When I look at your guy, I try to look for weaknesses, and this is what I do. I mean, you look at fighters, you look for leaks. See, I look at a fighter like he's a ship, and some leaks here and there. Well, I got to tell you, man, I look at Terrence Crawford, and I can't find any leaks. I just can't. I'm talking defensively, chin-wise, the ability to move around. He counter-punches well. He punches well with both hands. I mean, I can go on and on. I mean, right now, they have the number two guy at BoxRec as far as pound for pound is concerned, but there's probably a lot of people that think he's the best fighter pound for pound in the world right now.
Right. Well, what you said is it's just something they've been working on all his life, all his boxing career, you know, both sides, punch both sides. Now, the king is granted, well, you know, that comes with, you know, that's how some people are. They just got a good chin on them, you know, so, hey, but, hey, I'm excited for him. I'm excited for him to move up to 47, to catch that chin out up there, okay. You know. He actually been sparring bigger guys in the gym than he do. And then in the fight, you know, when I was still fighting, I used to spar Terrence all the time, man.
I used to crack him. Yeah, but you know what, Big? You know, BoMac, it comes down to at the end of the day, sometimes man against man, both guys are of equal ability, but one guy's slightly bigger or one guy's got one advantage that shines with the other guy. So boxing is all about intangibles, you know, and being able to exploit other guys' deficiencies. And right now, if I had a guy and I was fighting your guy, I don't know what I would tell him when we went to camp. You hear what I'm trying to say? I just wouldn't know. I mean, I sit down with him and say, well, we're going to get in great shape. Well, how are we going to win? Oh, well, you know, I probably could BS him a little bit, but I probably couldn't tell him how we could win. How could somebody beat Terrence Crawford?
You know, that's a good question, man, because a lot of guys that comes into camp, I work with, it's hard to tell them, man. You know, so I just try to tell them to stay with him.
Yeah, well, that might can't be. Hey, was obviously sparring partners come and go. Is there one guy that you guys use in particular fight after fight?
Well, it's this one Mexican kid, man. I can't think of his name. He's out of Mexico, but he lives in Denver, Colorado. And we use him a lot, man, because he just keep coming, man. He crack that dude with a bat, and he'll still come. Mm-hmm. And that pushes pin.
Well, you know.
And I like that.
He keeps.
You know, if he got to stay on the outside, he got to box on the outside. If he got to box on the inside. He walks on the inside, but that dude keeps coming. You know, so I know if I tell Terrence, all right, you got to start pushing this dude back. I know that's going to be a challenge to try to push that guy back because his whole mentality is to come forward. You know, he's not a great boxer, but he got a damn good chin, you know, and he stay close to you and he keep up with you. I can't think of his name right offhand, man.
And guess what? If Terrence Crawford keeps punching him up like that, he won't be able to remember your name either. Brian McIntyre is our guest, folks. Of course, he is BoMac, not Big Mac. BoMac, of course, training fighters out of Omaha, Nebraska. You've got some amateurs as well. You were talking about you just came back from an amateur tournament when I talked to you on the cruise.
Yeah. We did that. It was the Eastern Box Off USA, and I had some kids that got pretty far in the tournament, and I had a kid that actually won the tournament, and Alan Pandura is the nephew of what's that fighter named? He was 154, the Mexican kid out of Mexicali.
Jorge Paez?
No.
All right, then you got me. That I haven't been to Mexicali in like 20 years.
Not too long ago.
Okay.
He just fought not too long ago. I can't think of his name. Pandora.
Okay. We're talking with Brian McIntyre, BoMac, Forsey trainer of undefeated junior welterweight, former junior welterweight champ, or current junior welterweight champ who's leaving up that championship, moving up to 147. Talk about Terrence Crawford. Golovkin and Canelo. That fight took place about a month and a half ago, a month ago. How did you see that fight after 12 rounds?
I gave that to Triple G, man. Triple G easily won that fight. It was a good competitive fight, but he just controlled the pace. He controlled the range. He landed a little bit more punches. He kept Triple G moving. They kept trying to say that just a strategy, you know, but he only fought in spurts. I gave that to Triple G, man. Hands down, he won that fight.
Okay, Brian, we've got another segment to go. You going to stick around with us?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide from the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. Open phone lines around the planet, 1-800-848-9222.
1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Or the guilt-free, no-commitment text line, 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. I am fresh back from Cuba. Man, Cuba was beautiful. How can I say? I'll talk about that a little bit later. This is 2 hours of Ring Talk, hour number one of two, the Sunday edition, live on Sports Byline and SB Nation Sports Radio.
Woo! It's going to be good.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for a simple rate as low as $19.99 a month. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For as low as $19.99 a month with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
Call 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. Call now. That's 800-587-4281.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Godless America, Pedro. Sports Byline, baby.
The godfather himself, Don Kane, of course, the Average White Band, AWB, my good friend, Brent Carter, former lead singer with Tower of Power, is now the lead singer of the Average White Band, and he's not white, so it's pretty cool. Check it out, Brent Carter and AWB on tour. You are tuning to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Live on the line, I think from Omaha, Nebraska, but yet he's world renowned, so he could be anywhere. Where are you today, Brian?
Man, I'm at home watching the game, the Patriots.
Okay, now what's the score in the Patriots game?
7:15 New England.
You know, I got to tell you this. I like to bet the money line. If I bet football, in other words, I don't want to bet the point spread. We used to do the point spread, but it's agonizing watching guys win by 3 points to 3.5 points. But you bet money on New England, bet the money line, and you haven't lost money in a long, long time, man. Tom Brady doesn't lose.
Man, that dude is a genius.
He's amazing.
He's the best.
He is. He's the best at what he does now, no doubt about that. And you seem to be the best at what you do because not only do I get this from friends in the WBO, but other trainers and other people have acknowledged your abilities and the fact that you communicate so well with your fighter. Is that something you can do with other fighters or you only do with Bud?
No, I do it with other fighters too, man, because a lot of the guys that I train, I've been knowing them since they were being kids, you know, or like I got a fighter by the name Ismael Mwindu, is 19-0, and he actually came to our camp one time, and he just liked our style of training, and his coach was like, "Hey man, Mwindu want to know if he can stay for the rest of the camp because he didn't come in for the sparring sets. He just came in just to try to train with us." And so he ended up liking it. And next thing you know, he was like, his manager was like, "Hey, man, they want to train. Ismael want to train with you guys." Okay. So, I mean, you know, I talk to those guys, just talk boxing and, you know, talk personal life and if anything I can do and, you know, things of that nature. I try to follow the model of Emmanuel Stewart, man. I watched him a lot when I was younger. I knew him personally, and I tried to pick his brain when I could. Whenever I saw him at the amateur tournaments, or if I saw him at the fight, so I just try to be cool with him, man. I can relate to fighters because I guess I used to be a fighter myself. So I just try to, I'm all about the fighter. You know, it's not about me. It's not about none of the other trainers in the gym. It's all about the fighters.
Brian McIntyre is a guest, a trainer out of Omaha, Nebraska, most notably the trainer of current junior welterweight champion, number one ranked WBO 147-pound contender. I'm talking about Terrence Crawford. And, of course, he was talking about the gold father, Emmanuel Stewart. And our listeners on this show know that I spent many days and many weeks and stuff like that in Detroit and stayed at Emmanuel's house. And he was just my partner, and his dying was still something I find difficult to deal with as far as friends are concerned. You just sort of nobody could ever replace the gold father from the Kronk gym. But now Emmanuel would give you advice on women. Now here's two different trainers, Angelo Dundee and Emmanuel Stewart. If you told Emmanuel, say, "Look, Emmanuel, I'm having problems with this girl right now," Emmanuel would give you woman advice, okay? He would. If you went to Angelo Dundee and he said to him, "Look, man, do I leave this woman or do I stay with her?" Angelo would not give you an answer because he said he didn't want to get involved. And either way he did it, there was a 50% chance he was going to be wrong. So what I'm trying to tell you is, which approach do you take? Do you take the Emmanuel Stewart thing where you go all out with the guys, or you like Angelo Dundee and not talk about family and women and things like that?
Well, man, if they ask me for some advice, I'm going to give it to them, you know, because it's not only your trainer, but you could be your big brother, their uncle, you know, their best friend. So, if they need it, man, just give it to them. If you got that knowledge that they need, they seek it, give it to them. There's no reason why you shouldn't. That just make you a better trainer.
What you said you fought yourself. Where did you fight out of Omaha?
Yeah, I did. I'm going to tell you who I fought. Guess who I fought? Y'all never believe it. People don't even know this. I fought Butterbean, dude.
Eric Esch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I fought Butterbean. Yeah, I beat that dude. I beat him. I didn't get the decision. I fought him here in my hometown. I beat him. I outboxed him. But they didn't give it to me. We thought we won. He didn't knock me out or nothing like that. He didn't drop me or nothing like that. Now, he do hit hard. He do hit hard, but one thing, he can't move. So, I just, you know. Oh, he, oh,
You know what though, Brian, about Butterbean, let me tell you, at one point in time, he was a hot ticket in Vegas. I don't mean selling tickets. I mean there was a buffet on the Las Vegas Strip that used him to advertise all around the world, right? And they did this advertising package with him. They were giving him like $2,000 a week. And back in the 90s, or early 90s, it was real good money. They were giving him $2,000 a week, and they were advertising him all over the place. And all he had to do was show up and eat. And you know that dude could eat, so it wasn't a problem.
Right. And you know, and the good thing, the thing I liked about that dude, man, he was really cool, man. He was really cool. Even though he was knocking everybody out, he was just cool. He was a cool, down-to-earth guy, and I respected him. He respected me. You know, he respected my boxing ability. That's one thing he did, but, you know, but he was a real nice dude, man.
We're talking about Eric Butterbean Esch. We're talking with Brian Bo Mac McIntyre, of course, the trainer extraordinaire, the man that handles the current junior welterweight champion of the World Boxing Organization, Mr. Terrence Crawford, WBO Fighter of the Year, now moving up to 147 pounds. Now, my good friend is Hector Martinez, and he is Roberto Duran's ex-manager, okay? And he tells me, and I told you this about a year and a half ago or a couple years ago, that he thinks the fight you need to get is Manny Pacquiao in the Philippines. Now, I brought this up with Terrence, and Terrence, like, he thought I was trying to give him the flu or something like that by sending him over there to fight in the Philippines. I'm not going to the Philippines. I said, man, you're a world champion. You can go over there and fight, like, over in front of a couple hundred thousand people and do all kinds of, make all kinds of history stuff. And you know, now you know that Manny and Terrence, that's a bit of a mismatch at this point in time. So what I'm trying to say is, why don't you go to the Philippines, Big Mel Bomac?
Well, you know, that's just something that we got to make a decision of as a team, you know.
But isn't But isn't the goal to get the most money and the most fame for the least risk? And right now, I think that's the least risk, man. This guy's a midget, and if he's not taking, I'm sorry, this guy's small, and if he's not taking Flintstone vitamins, he has no chance.
Right. Yeah, we know that. You're right about it. Is at this point is to get the most money with the less risk. So, but you know, we just got to see how it plays out, man. A lot of times, you know. Then, you know, we have planned stuff or stuff was supposed to go as planned, and it didn't go as planned.
I know.
You know, so we'll see.
But my point here was...
Right now, our radar is just whoever the winner between Horn and whoever the other guy is. That's what's on our radar. So after that, then we'll sit down with Bob and then plan our next move.
But what I'm trying to say is, you know how big the Thriller in Manila was, Ali and Frazier. Now imagine if Terrence Crawford went across a pond and knocked Manny Pacquiao dead into the dirt. You hear where I'm coming from? You might need a police escort to get outside the stadium, but that would be historic.
Right. I see. I'm listening to you.
Okay.
Listening to you.
Brian McIntyre, I guess I'm trying to plant seeds in his head because I tried to plant some seeds in the head of his charge the other day, Terrence Crawford, and he said to me, why would I want to fight in the Philippines? That's what he said to me. Because, you know, I guess he wasn't. Of course, there would be some drawbacks in fighting in the Philippines, but all in all, I think the fame will be worth it and the risk would be nil or near nil. Anyway, Brian McIntyre, I guess. Brian, what do you think Anthony Joshua, the current world heavyweight champion?
Man, I seen him fight last night, and he's all right. He's not a bad fighter. Yeah, I see some flaws in him, but I guess he's all right. I don't think at this point he could beat Wilder.
Whoa.
You know,
okay.
Wilder. Yeah.
Okay.
What I seen last night. He looked better when he fought Klitschko than he fought this guy last night. He didn't.
But here's what's up. I'm going to tell you, I think I've got Anthony Joshua pegged psychologically. I think he's one of those guys that fights up to the level of his competition. In other words, he came in at 254, which was probably about 8 or 9 pounds heavier than he's ever been, 10 pounds heavier than he's ever been. And the guy was a 40-1 underdog. You know what I'm saying? So he didn't have a whole – I mean, even if he tried to respect the dude, it was tough.
Right. Well, hey, I want to see him fight Wilder, man. That's gonna be a bomb test.
Wait, here's the Here's the prediction, baby. September 2018. That'll be the Canelo.
Yeah.
Yeah, Canelo will have a big fight in May with probably Golovkin again. Are you, how can I put this? You guys are testing the pay-per-view waters now, okay? In order to test the pay-per-view waters, again, sometimes you need a good dance partner. You hear where I'm coming from? And the best dance partner and the best dance partner going right now for you would be the guy that's the Filipino senator. So I don't need to mention his name no more, but you know where I'm coming from on that. And I'm telling you.
Yeah, exactly.
And listen, Bob Arum doesn't want to make that fight. I can see why he doesn't. I mean, it's gonna be the end of the Manny Pacquiao train. I understand that, okay? But guess what? It's Terrence Crawford's time. It's no longer Manny Pacquiao's time. He had his era, man. He's done.
Right. Well, you know, I just keep my fingers crossed that, you know, that as things go as planned, we will get Manny probably in the next year.
Okay. When you I saw Chocolito Gonzalez. You know that Roman Chocolito Gonzalez, when he got beat up by the Thai champion about 2 months ago? Did you see that?
Yeah, I've seen that.
Okay.
I've seen it.
Is that Thai champion one of the roughest dudes you've ever seen in your life at 118 pounds or what?
He's all right.
He's rough.
He's a good dude, man.
He's rough, man. He's rough and tough. Anyway, Brian McIntyre, I thank you so much for your time. Bo Mac. Say hello to Bud for me. Tell him give him my best, and we'll talk real soon. I hope you guys have some good news in the next month or so we can relay to my listeners.
All right, man. I appreciate you calling me, man.
All right, Bo Mac. And keep it clean next time. I love you.
All right, man. I apologize to you to the audience.
All right. All the best. Brian Bo Mac. Talk Bo Mac McIntyre, folks, of course, of Omaha, Nebraska, the trainer of the current junior welterweight champion, the World Boxing Organization champion. I'll talk about Mr. Terrence Crawford. Crawford looking sharp. You know, he's in between fights, but guess what? He's only about like 160. Couldn't be more than 165 pounds. No way. He looked good the other day, nice and lean, in the gym, working. Not a guy that takes a whole lot of time off. Like my guy, Roberto Duran, or Gennady Golovkin. Golovkin, when he's not in the gym, he's a slob. This is the truth. I'm not trying to cap on. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Sports Byline and SB Nation Radio.
This is an important announcement. If you're between 50 and 85 and worried about you or loved ones, you can still get affordable life insurance for peace of mind.
My life insurance coverage is guaranteed, and I was not required to get a medical exam.
I had high blood pressure and diabetes, and I got my coverage with one telephone call. No exam necessary.
I'm a smoker, and I wanted to take care of my family. I called to get my life insurance and my affairs in order. I wanted to do the right thing.
Call Final Expense No Exam Insurance. Your rates are guaranteed and will never increase.
I called and learned that this insurance cannot be canceled, even if you get sick or gain weight.
And there are no restrictions on how my beneficiaries use the money when I'm gone.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call now and get peace of mind for you and your family. Call 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
My joints used to kill me.
I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
Canned Heat. Canned Heat, that's what Ring Talk is each and every week, of course. 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time, each and every Saturday and Sunday. This is the Sunday edition, 2 hours, of course. An hour of boxing and an hour of mixed martial arts. This is the boxing hour. Of course, we'll conclude this hour and pick things up in hour number two after the news at the top of the hour. We'll talk MMA, UFC, and action. Of course, UFC 217 a week away. And we'll talk about Michael Bisping, the current world middleweight champion, taking on the former welterweight title holder, a man that hasn't fought in 4 years, the comebacking icon, sick. I'm talking about George St. Pierre, 25-2-1. Man, I'm supposed to get all excited about this. I never got excited about a George St. Pierre fight. I never did. There's nothing he does that excites me at all. So if he gets whooped up, if he gets ragdolled by Michael Bisping, who's probably less of an actual fighter than he is as far as his talent's concerned, but he's bigger, per se, and he's been active for 4 years, where GSP's been off for 4 years. I mean, he'll give you this bunk like, if I'm the same guy I was when I retired, I'll lose, but I'm a better fighter now. You can't be a better fighter now. You can't. Just like Barry Bonds couldn't hit 75 home runs or whatever he did at the age of 38. It don't happen unless something's going on regarding Flintstone vitamins. And GSP says he's a non-Flintstone vitamins type of guy. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. No date on the rematch between Gennady Golovkin and, of course, the aforementioned Canelo Alvarez. Call him what you want, Saul Alvarez, Canelo Alvarez. He's the guy right now. I mean, pay-per-view, he's the guy that's turning the cranks. Man, he turns those cranks. He just does. And at the same time, puts butts in the seats. He could fight in the 70s. Maybe he could fight in a football stadium, and maybe he could fill up a football stadium, much like Anthony Joshua could, but he's not an American. He's a Mexican. He could do that in America, but could any Americans? Think about that. We'll talk about that in the weeks to come, but think about that. Any American athletes, per se, that could sell 80 or 90,000 seats in less than a half an hour? Probably not. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Hour number one to two on many on these same sports battle on the SB Nation stations. Open phone lines around the planet for hour number two. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Sports Byline and SB Nation Sports from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California. Stay tuned. Ring Talk, hour number two, still to come after the news.